Rory, away to Dundalk, your former stomping ground. It's a tough challenge.
Aye, they're a really good side, and regardless of what's happened to now, we're fully aware that they're some of the best players in this country. And no matter what team they put out tomorrow night, then we know that they've got players that can hurt us, but we're going to go there and try and be positive and try and win the game as we always do.
Well, coming off the back of two hard-fought games against Northwest opponents, Sligo and Finn Harps, are the players reinvigorated? Are they ready to go?
They're ready to go. They didn't need reinvigorated. They want to bounce into the next game. We're on a good run. We've taken 8 from our last 12 and against really difficult opponents. They're ready to go and they're excited about the challenge ahead.
Derry sits just above Dundalk. Dundalk in 7th place, Derry in 6th. But Dundalk are good players right across the pitch, no more so than Chris Shields, as we all know, is going to Linfield. If he plays tomorrow night, Rory, he's going to want to finish on a high note.
Of course he is. I played with him and I coached him and worked very closely with him. He's been a brilliant player in this league for the last number of years. And he owes Dundalk nothing now at this stage. He's been a huge cog in the wheel there, and with huge admiration for him, but we have to get that out of our minds. We have to go and be professional and try and win the game, and then we'll wish him all the best after the game.
Well, this game presents another opportunity for Derry to demonstrate their credentials yet again in the away arenas. With big performances needed, Derry, but your players are showing appetite and fight right to the end, Rory, and showing up with late goals. So it does show that your players are always up for it.
Aye, they go right to the end, and we've scored a lot of late goals, but we also have had good control in a lot of matches as well, and it's not like we're getting battered for 89 minutes and we get a late goal. We're being professional in our performances and we're controlling periods of games. And I thought against Sligo, I thought we had good control for large parts, and I personally felt we edged the game, but listen, it wasn't to be. But we go to Dundalk fully confident that we can win the game.
As you just mentioned there earlier, the away performance has been excellent. I mean, 5-1s from 6 and a draw at Talla. A lot of teams don't fancy playing Derry at the minute on their home turf, Ray, and that's a big testament to the improvement that has been made.
Aye, listen, I'm sure everyone's aware of our away form at the minute, and it's an all game for us. We've prepared properly, and we'll travel down tomorrow, and nothing changes. We'll the same routine, and we'll try and get the players going before the game, and go down to a real difficult venue against brilliant players and try and win the game and be positive.
And finally, the news on the player front, how's the squad looking for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, Owen Toll looks like he's going to miss out. He obviously picked up a hip injury on Monday. Mark Walsh is out and Patrick Ferry is a major doubt. So we've lost a few bodies over the last few days, but we know that we've got adequate players to come in and players who are more than capable of putting in a really good performance.